John chapter 1, from verse 43 to 51. My final look at this passage in these discourses on John. I want particularly to look here today at Nathanael, more particularly at Christ dealing with Nathanael. And I want to broaden it slightly to say just a few words to link Nathanael, say just a few words on the way that Christ deals with all these men who are coming to him, Andrew, John, Simon, Peter, Philip, and Nathanael. But particularly Nathanael. The subject really is how Christ deals with men and women who are coming to him. It's a mouthful of a title, I know. But as I've said in a previous discourse, there are many ways to Christ. But there's only one way to God through Christ. These men come in various ways. We see the first two, Andrew and John, they come very easily. They hear John the Baptist say, "Look, the Lamb of God." Verse 36, 37. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. John's disciples heard it. They followed Jesus. "What do you want?" Jesus says to them. We don't really know. They just said, "Where are you staying?" Jesus knows, though. Verse 39. "Come, and you will see." Andrew, he goes to find Simon Peter. "We have found the Messiah." That was the way he reached his brother. And he brought him, verse 42, to Jesus. And Jesus shows his authority over him straight away. "You will be called Cephas. You were Simon." Jesus directly calls Philip, verse 43, "Follow me." And nothing is said anymore. Philip does simply follow. But it's Nathanael I want to look at in particular. And maybe this will be a help. If there's anybody listening to me who is feeling called to Christ, but has doubts and difficulties and issues, let me explain this experience of Nathanael, and maybe it'll be a help to you. Philip was from the town of Bethsaida. He went to his friend Nathanael, and this is what he said, verse 45. "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Seems to me that Philip knows Nathanael's mind. It seems to me Nathanael is a thinking man. He's a man who goes on facts and reasons and arguments, principles. And Philip's approach to Nathanael is on this level, is at this level. He, on this theme, he says, "We have found the Messiah, the great fulfillment of the prophecy of the law and the prophets, particularly Moses. Prophecy and the law. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Clearly, I think it was a hot topic among these people, and Nathanael was thinking much about it, the coming of the Messiah. And Philip approaches him in this way. Nathanael is interested in the subject, but when he hears Nazareth, verse 46, "The north, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The evidence in the Gospels is very clear. Jerusalem despised the north. Nothing can come out of the north. Any prophet arise from that place in the north." No. And what's Philip's answer? "I can't answer all your questions, Nathanael. But come and see. I have come to Jesus, and I have seen. You come." In other words, taste and see. Experience will decide. And Nathanael, a thinking man, comes to Christ. Is there a thinking man or woman listening to me who has objections and doubts and difficulties? Come to Jesus, my friend. Oh, I know they say seeing is believing. Oh, it's not. In this matter, believing is seeing. You come and taste and see. Oh, may but trial of his love. Experience will decide. Come and see. Come and see for yourself, he said. I told you, you know, you come. And Nathanael did come. And when Jesus saw him approaching, he said, here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false. You see, Jesus knows. He knows all about Nathanael. He knows all about you, my friend. Oh, come. He knows your doubts and difficulties, whether they're real or imaginary, whether they're sincere or insincere, whether they're a smokescreen or a genuine article. He knows. Come and see. He perceives, he sees, he understands, Jesus knows, through and through. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. I saw you. Jesus is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He sees, he understands. He knows what's going on in your heart and in your mind. I saw you. Well, you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. And Nathanael replies, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He's overwhelmed by Jesus knowing him, reading him, understanding him. And did you notice this? Nathanael is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. This is referring, of course, to the fact that a man can be an Israelite, but not really be an Israelite. Romans 9:6. This is the genuine article. And Nathanael, seeing Christ, hearing the evidence, feeling the power of Christ and his words, the perception, the clarity, the way he sees him through and through, that nothing can be hidden from this man, he is persuaded. Jesus says, you believed, because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. Oh, that's nothing. You wait. You'll see greater things than these. I tell you the truth. You shall see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. I say to you, unbeliever, especially I'm addressing in this discourse, those of you who have genuine hang-ups and difficulties and problems and issues, I can't answer them. I'll try. I'll do my best. But I can't answer them. Come to Jesus. He will amaze you by what he knows about you. He sees you through and through. He understands you. And he can save and deliver and rescue you from all your doubts and fears. Bring your doubts to Christ. Bring your questions to Christ. Bring your soul, bring your heart, bring your mind, bring your will, bring your body to Christ. Submit to him. Obey him in the gospel. Above all, repent and believe. Trust him. Turn to him. We've seen some wonderful things in John chapter 1. But I'll close John chapter 1 by saying this. We ain't seen nothing yet. I tell you the truth, says Jesus, what you will see, what you will see about me, will take your breath away in the rest of John's gospel. And think what it will be when he appears, my friend, when we see him in his glory. Then we shall see, then we shall know. He truly is King of kings and Lord of lords. He truly is the Son of God. And whatever our problems, difficulties, issues, sins, doubts, whatever it might be, questions, all of it, bring them all to Jesus. I bring my sins to Jesus. I bring my doubts, my questions, my fears, my wonderings. I bring it all to Christ. And I yield to him. I see the gentleness of Jesus in this passage throughout his dealings with these men. I see his power. I see his knowledge. I see he knows all the answers. He is the answer. I know that Christ is all. I tell you this, John Baptist, Andrew, John, Simon Peter, Philip and Nathanael will rise in the judgment like the Queen of Sheba, and they will condemn this generation if they do not come to Christ. For all these men pointed to Christ, came to Christ, invited to Christ. They all came to see and know and experience Jesus. Oh, come to Christ, I plead with you. And brother and sister in Christ, May we go on inviting men and women, not to creeds and confessions in church and all the rest of that, but to Christ. I'm not saying a word against creeds and confessions in church, and they have their place, but I am saying Christ is all. And so we come to the end of John chapter 1. And with this expectation, you believe because you've seen this, you shall see greater things than these. May it be so. May Christ open our hearts and our minds by his Spirit. May God get the glory. May Christ be exalted. May sinners be saved. And may the saints be edified, even as we go through the rest of John's Gospel. Amen.